It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. More than 200 people are bringing claims of sexual abuse against the Archdiocese of Santa Fe as the church goes through a bankruptcy. KUNM's Hannah Colton reports.
June 17th is the cutoff to get in on the settlement that the Archdiocese will negotiate with survivors of clergy sex abuse. Cammy Nichols is a partner at the Rothstein Donatelli law firm, representing a couple dozen survivors. She says this deadline can be difficult for people who aren't sure if they're ready to talk about what happened to them.
You know, we're getting calls at like 1:45 in the morning on the paralegal's cell phone, and she tries to get back in touch with, they hang up and she can't get back in touch with them. It's like, they're struggling to come forward and they recognize the deadline, but they're really having trouble.
The bankruptcy system is set up to protect people's identities, said Nichols. So claimants will remain anonymous unless they choose to go public.
Just encourage anybody who wants their voice to be heard and to be part of this process that they gather up the courage to do it and to call somebody.
She says most attorneys won't charge fees in a case like this until after a settlement is paid out. It's also possible to file a claim without an attorney. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and KUNM listeners. Okay, moving on. After last fall's election, Democratic U.S. Representative Xochitl Torres-Small took over the 2nd Congressional District seat in New Mexico after many years of Republican control. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts on the Congresswoman's votes so far.
During the 7 years that Steve Pierce represented our district in Congress, he campaigned every 2 years as a moderate, then voted as a strict conservative. A former member of the Freedom Caucus, Pierce was ranked by GovTrack as the 25th most conservative of the 435 House members in the last Congress. Xochitl Torres-Small, a Democrat who won the seat Pierce vacated in 2018, campaigned as a moderate, and she's also voted as one. Torres-Small cast split votes on two gun safety bills passed by the House this session. She supported legislation to require background checks for sales online and at gun shows, but was one of seven Democrats to vote against a bill that would have expanded the time allowed for background checks from 3 days to 10. The bill was introduced by Representative James Clyburn in response to the massacre of 9 worshipers during a prayer service at the Emmanuel African Methodist Church in Charleston, South Carolina. The 21-year-old white supremacist who committed the murders was able to purchase his gun before the FBI could complete its background check within the 3-day window. Both bills passed in the House and are now waiting to die in the Senate. The same is true for legislation to reform elections, address the gender pay gap, reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, meet our obligations under the Paris Climate Agreement, defend those with pre-existing health conditions, update the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, prohibit discrimination against the LGBTQ community, and protect dreamers, all of which Torres-Small supported. As an avid hunter, it's probably no surprise that gun laws would be the first issue where Torres-Small would break from her fellow Democrats. But it's hard to understand why she thinks the FBI shouldn't be given the time it needs to complete the checks, especially in light of the Charleston tragedy. She released a statement explaining why she voted for the first bill, but has not explained why she voted against the second. As one of 59 new members of a Democratic caucus that has the majority for the first time in 8 years, Torres-Small has tried to stake out moderate positions on other issues as well. During the government shutdown, she was urging negotiations when her fellow Democrats were taking a harder line. As the chorus for impeachment grows louder and stronger, Torres-Small has remained silent. None of which is to suggest that Republicans in the district, who had come to see their control of the seat as something of a birthright following lengthy runs by Joe Skeen, then Pierce, aren't outraged anyway. Their indignation began the first day, when Torres-Small supported her party's choice for speaker. Yvette Harrell, the Republican who lost to Torres-Small in 2018, never issued a concession speech. Instead, she announced her candidacy for 2020 as soon as the 2018 loss was certified. I've often wondered how the history of the district might have been different had Harold Reynolds lived a few years longer. his death prior to a 1980 election where Republicans didn't even have a candidate on the ballot opened the door for Skeen's 24-year hold on the seat, just as New Mexico was expanding from two districts to three. The power of incumbency then helped Pierce hold the seat for 14 years, even though his views were out of step with much of the district. Torres Mall may have the chance to build that same kind of advantage over time if she can gain the support of centrists in both parties who value solutions over conquest. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org, Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.